It's another edition of the Falls Cast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Today is Sunday, April 13th. It is super sunny, and I can barely see my screen as a result of it.
It's grass mowing time.
Finally.
Yeah.
I was sick of the cold this week.
Are we finally warmed up, or are we still going to have some, like, blizzard weather?
For today.
Well, the high of 59, right, high of 59, there you go.
All right.
It was 32 this morning when we left, when we took the dogs from the walk.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting into the 60s for the next couple weeks, so.
We've grown used to bundling up when we take the dogs for a walk, so it doesn't bother us. 32 is like, yeah, no big deal.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah, we're prepared for all the seasons of the day.
The scent helps a lot, too.
Oh, it does.
I think it makes you feel warmer.
So we're here with some of our favorite Falls casters. You've got Cassie.
Good morning.
We've got Steven.
Yo.
And we've got Jen.
Howdy doodly doo.
As always, I am Bart. We're missing Mike and Suzanne today, but they will be back at some point here when we next record, sometime in the ether.
Who knows when? You get us when you get us. Yes. Be grateful.
The next time we record is the next time we're going to record.
Very true.
Yeah.
It might not be the next time you hear us, but it will be.
Correct.
Oh, deep thoughts with Socrates.
Socrates.
Be sure to check out our website. And I am definitely an article I'm wanting to put together about the new police dog. They're working on putting together a training space outside the police station for her to learn.
Okay. All right. So do we know what kind of doggy it is?
It is.
I'm thinking of a stereotype.
Be a retriever.
German Shepherd. Here he is. Oh, it was on City Hall's website. Connor is 1 year old. It's originally from Slovakia.
Are we sure that's not a police dog?
You know, some police dogs don't make the cut because they're too sweet. And they're actually fired. So maybe it's one of those.
Oh.
It couldn't be a real police dog. It's too nice.
Okay, so yeah, it is a police dog.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff has happened over the last couple of weeks.
All right.
We need a fucking dog real bad.
Yeah, because just as many German Shepherds were going to be great police dogs because they're aggressive. That's their tendency. You train it into them.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are sweet little black dogs, too. And those are the ones that, you know.
No, this is not therapy dog.
Oh, it's not?
No.
No. Not a therapy dog. Like I said, a lot has happened over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Steve just totally missed the point. Yeah.
It's a real book.
Yeah, usually when they're coming from out of country, they've been trained in language that nobody can, like, use and tell the dog to stop, right? That's why the point? Yes.
What if you learn in the other language?
Well, the police officers have to learn that language for command.
And so I'm planning on writing an article when more information, you know, is available. But right now, our new police dog came from Slovakia and is 1 year old. His name is Connor. And Connor and his handler officer, Nate Elkins, will be going off to 6 weeks of training at canine school before they come and serve on the force.
Oh, that'll be nice.
But yeah, like once I, you know, can put two words together that actually mean something.
Well, we should tell the mayor that the police department should get a therapy dog. Yeah, a very pretty animal. Aw.
He's a big boy.
Yeah. Whoa. Damn.
Be sure to send your feedback to us. Tell us what you think of the show and the newspaper. And tell us if you have any ideas you want to write for us or ideas for the show. You can get a hold of us on Facebook. You can review us on your podcatcher, because please do, because we don't have any reviews. And you can also email us. We don't have Suzanne here for
fallsfreepress@gmail.com.
Thank you, Jen. Woo! Also, tell us what you think about the calendar of events, because I haven't started this yet, because I've been with like 6 writing projects. So my main goal up till now has been getting money to pay my taxes. And now that those are paid,
woo-hoo!
It's been, okay, I can focus on other things.
Yeah, the tax man, he always needs his due.
That was...
I'm just bummed out Amelia Sykes' office didn't get you the support you needed.
The only thing I could think of is it wound up in the junk mail, and I missed it.
That could happen.
She's got so much going on that she couldn't get to you and Sometimes they get overwhelmed.
Maybe their office is getting flooded. I don't know.
Or maybe they forwarded the information to the IRS, and the IRS literally has not responded, and they don't have any answer for you.
Well, at this point, I paid it, and I paid it before the original due date.
Yeah.
So.
All's well.
Yeah. Now, just as long as Elon doesn't come along, you know, take the money, we're good. Yeah.
he might come along and erase your social security number.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like the way you look.
I mean, that's fine. If I can get it all with, like, all one, you know, that would be really easy to remember.
Oh, my God.
Well, the point is they don't give you a new one. You're just screwed.
You're dead. You're dead to America.
You can't open a bank account, can't rent a car, can't get a credit card, can't get a loan, can't get a car. Nothing.
Mm. So, before we jump into the round table, how's everybody been?
Good. Same old, same old.
Yep, just watching the downfall of America happen in slow-mo, or fast-mo, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
We hung out with the Dems on Friday. And,
that was fun.
Yeah, Jimmy Biggs, we cash-bombed a cash...
Cash mob.
Cash mobbed and cash bombed. Cash mobbed them. And yeah, it was good. It was fun. Nice to gather with like-minded
folks. Yeah, the portions were gigantic and the food was limited menu, but what they had was very tasty.
Yeah, I had their BLT. It was really good. It was bigger than I thought, too, and it's really good.
I had a steak sandwich. It was two meals.
Yeah, the steak sandwich looks fantastic. And I had a
Philly
steak. And then it was excellent. Fresh mushrooms. Everything was freshly grilled. And yeah, it was done right. It was yummy.
That was my first time being there. It's good.
We went there a long time ago when they first opened.
We've been there we weren't there a couple times years ago.
Many years ago
when they were like new. And we haven't been back since. Not that we didn't like it. We did. We just
never went.
So the next one is going to be May 16th at the Boulevard Tavern.
Oh, it is going to be at the Boulevard?
Nice.
Oh, good. Okay, good. May 16th. Woohoo.
What day of the week is that?
Probably another Friday night.
Yeah, it's usually Fridays.
Oh, you gotta get there early. Friday.
Fridays. But
Fridays is like one of their big days.
Yeah, but like after Easter, it's not as crazy. Like really people are going for that fish fry because it's so good.
It's a favorite place for the local gray hairs.
Elders, yeah. The Q-tips.
And usually between 4 and 6, it's pretty busy. It's like slammed. And then they start to get slowing down after that.
Yeah, we'll put our name down.
We eat there a lot because it's right around the corner from us. So
I don't think I've ever been there either. So it'll be a first for me.
They have their menu is not huge, but it's very good.
Fish fries are really good. The blue salad and then
they have a few Mediterranean items like kebabs and
they hand make their hummus.
Yeah, falafel sandwiches, and then they've got like a steak sandwich and some other things. So good stuff.
That was announced at our yesterday meeting.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Did any of you guys go to the protest last weekend?
Yes, I was there.
Yay, I was working all day at a symposium. I could not go.
Man. Yeah, big turnout.
What was it? Did you go to Akron too or just the Falls, Kathy?
I just made it to the Falls one.
Okay. So, yeah, I saw pictures and it looked really well attended.
Yeah, they estimate like 2,000 people there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was hard finding a place to park.
I
even
bet.
Before. Yeah, it was packed. Yep.
Wow, that's great.
I wanted to go. I was going to cover it for photography, but I had a lactose intolerance attack.
You've had some GI issues. So.
Yeah, not a place to go with that, huh?
No, he didn't want to.
Outside with 2,000 people.
It was already 0 stars. It would have been super, super negative 0 stars.
Yes, he would have wrecked the whole protest with his GI issues. So he saved it. He saved it by not
going. I could have discovered and stood next to the Trump supporter.
Oh, you could have.
My pants right next to him.
Oh, my God. Trump. Oh, man. Thank you for not doing that.
And to think. Elvis, you had over 2,000 people there, and that was just one protest.
Yeah.
And all of those people got paid to be there. I mean, that's the only way they could have filled that. All
that's
those
right.
Protests.
We got our big fat paycheck.
They gave everybody a dollar.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for my money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you go, Bart?
I did not. Mm-hmm. I was working that day.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Yep. Get out there and exercise your constitutional rights while you still got them, folks.
Great.
I'm glad these people are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice turnout. There's
peaceful.
I believe there's going to be another big one on the 19th, but not necessarily there.
I know it's in Stowe, right?
Yeah, I think that's in Stowe.
That next Saturday.
Last I last I heard.
Stowe City Hall, 11 to 1 a.m., and it is being hosted by, there's a food drive in Stowe hosted by Crooked River Action.
Ooh.
And the Stowe Monroe Falls Dem Club and Kitchen Table Voters in Ohio 50501. So Stowe City Hall, 11 a.m.,
you know where that is.
April 19th. So come on, Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. Jack Flash sat on a candlestick because fire is the devil's only friend. Oh, and as I watched him on the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that.
Starting with recent passing of former city council member of Ward 7, Stephen Kramer. I know I'm saying his name wrong, but he was a former city councilman and a council clerk, and he just passed away on the 3rd. But not only was he a councilman, but he also served on the Metro RTA board.
Well, rest in peace, sir. Thank you for your service to the people of Cuyahoga Falls.
Yes, and flags at all municipal buildings will be lowered at half staff. Also, congratulations to Anthony Gomez, who received the Master School Board Member Award from the Ohio School Board Association.
Woohoo! Yay! Go Anthony!
Hey, congratulations.
So, now into the deeper news. There are residents who are suing the city over a mandatory installation of new smart electric and water meters, some because they let off RFD radiation. They're RFD meters that set off radiation, and those are dangerous, even though they're the same meters we've had.
I read the article. I was quite skeptical, but after I read it, the ask is just, having an opt-out at or some kind of resolution like that. And, the city is working with her. They're not going to replace her meter right now. They're going to let it all ride out and settle. So they're not forcing her to update it. They're not going to turn off her water or anything like that. I think they're handling it appropriately.
Yeah. I know, according to Channel 5, they said that some residents believed that they had been coerced into allowing the smart meters installed or else their utilities would be shut off.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I don't know what the city's, punitive actions were if you didn't update your meter. I know they really had a strong campaign to update them.
They did. They had stickers. They'd come by and put them on your window and your door.
If you weren't home.
And then if you didn't reply to that sticker within a few period of time, they put another sticker on there with a different color. And I didn't really read the second one, but I would imagine, hurry up, you must do this now between the state. And they're trying to sunset the old system because the old system's outdated and a lot of those meters are starting to break.
Yeah, from 2008. Yeah. So think about the technology that you have. Like, you wouldn't keep your cell phone for 13, 14, 15 years. Whatever. When there's newer upgrades and...
If anything, the newer technology is probably safer than the older stuff. The older stuff, transmitters had to be more powerful because the receivers weren't as powerful and stuff like that. So now it's probably, this is speculation, but it's probably more savvy, better. But it's similar radiation. The old one, similar radiation of the new one. How it works is similar, but it gives more information on the water usage, I guess. So it's more accurate. I remember when they used to have to come in your house to read the meter years ago.
That for safety?
Yeah, and then the new way was... what they have now.
Hands off.
Yeah. And they still, but it has to have a transmitter to go outside. So.
Yeah. Or you could do your own with drawing the pencil where with
the yes, things. That's right. yeah.
Well, and then they would when they moved the meters outside, or is that the electric meters that they moved outside? The
electric meters.
Okay. But I know for a while with some of the meters, they would estimate it and then say,
They used to estimate a lot more back in the day because somebody had to be let into your house for them to read it. So, and they would estimate it so many times and they would say, we have to come read it now because it's been X amount of months. And they would come in and then they would sometimes give you, the bill would be higher. You'd use more water than you used to.
Yeah. So, I understand the issues that some of the you know, residents are having, and especially the woman who has cancer, who's worried about, you know, what could be coming off of this meter.
Sure.
But...
Well, we'll see how the city addresses it, or how the lawyers duke it out.
If her gripes are legitimate, then, you know, I'm sure the city's going to accommodate her regardless of whether her gripes are legitimate or not.
Well, they're accommodating her now, and yes, then they're just waiting for things to play out through the lawsuit.
The point is, you know, for me anyway, is this pseudoscience? Is this conspiracy theory stuff? So, whatever. But the city's going to accommodate her. I'm sure they are.
I don't know. So I went on the city website just to see some notifications, and there's a traffic pattern change starting
on 2nd Street.
Yeah, on Front Street. It says because of that construction that's happening down on the southern part of Front Street between Broad Boulevard and Grant Avenue, effective Tuesday, April 15th, traffic pattern change. Northbound lanes will be closed. On-street parking will be prohibited in the affected area. North and southbound traffic will be maintained by shifting both directions of travel to the west side of Front Street. Oh, okay. So no on-street parking. It doesn't say how long that's going to last, starting Tuesday, April 15th. Oh, no, it doesn't say how long it's going to last. Oh, God, I'm going to have to change my commute. Sorry.
Well, when they've done that, it usually doesn't take that long before, you know, at least, you know, traffic is allowed.
Yeah. Well, it looks like there'll be two-way traffic, just it's like single lane.
Okay.
Those buildings are going up really fast.
They are.
The Testa buildings, yeah. The ones across from Hi-Ho.
Very cool.
And I did see, or somebody mentioned it at work last week, apparently there's a for sale sign already on the old high school.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you know what they want for it?
I haven't seen what it is. That'd be interesting to
find out. Crowdsource that. Buy that building.
Oh, my God. That would be crazy. I can't talk of the town would explode. Oh, my God. Because they're already bitching about.
We can turn it into a homeless shelter.
Who's going to buy it? Or it's going to be, why don't they keep it and repurpose it for this and that? But the building's all crazy, man.
It's incredibly expensive to maintain because it's so old. Everything's breaking and falling apart all the time.
Yeah.
It's all duct tape and prayers.
Yeah.
Hence why they're building a new one.
Yes. And also, modern classrooms require modern connectivity. They need modern, you know, wiring and plugs and you know, ways to connect computer systems between rooms that aren't just relying on Wi-Fi. They sometimes need to be plugged in. And, yeah, it all needs to be modernly wired. PA systems, video systems.
Classrooms that aren't just built randomly outside the building.
Yes. Yep. If none of the trade stuff made its way over, did it? Did away with wood shop and metals and automotive? Did they do away with all that stuff?
I don't know.
I hope not. That would make me sad.
I'm sure they didn't get rid of their vacation things.
They're
part of a program that's like inter-city.
I don't know what they did.
Well,
I know.
I'm sure they wouldn't.
That's a trend nationally in order to get rid of that stuff because it's expensive to do. And not everybody wants to do it anymore.
I bet we have a lot of kids that go into that program.
Maybe
we could have a guest speaker that came and talk about those.
It's a trend nationally to get rid of that stuff in high schools because it's the cost cutting.
Well, at the same time, though,
there's a massive shortage of skilled labor.
There is.
Yeah. Just removed all of our immigrants that do that shit. So, girl, bye.
Yeah. And they're trying to make child labor legal again to make up the difference. If you had kids, would you let them work in that bullshit?
Yeah. Well, we're talking about this vocational school, the need for skilled labor.
Well, you're talking about immigrants.
Well, I said that they just removed all the immigrants that do the skilled labor. So they better not shut down the school's programs. That's the one pipeline they need to build. And they've been talking about that for 20, 30 years.
Yeah. And they're probably at least 5 to 10 years out from training anybody in order to do that stuff.
Yeah. So on Wednesdays at the Jenks building, there will be a Cuyahoga River Conservation History and More seminars. This Wednesday, April 16th, Float the River owner TJ Mack will be speaking.
Hmm.
And the following Wednesday, Lou Snodgrass from the Cuyahoga River Boat Store.
This will be interesting. What time do those start, Bart?
So those start at between 7 and 8.
Okay.
And it looks like on the 30th, there will be a seminar from Western Reserve Racing about Burning River Endurance Run and Rally.
Okay. I'm interested in the Float the River one. I want to see what they have to say. But Where did you find that info?
Oh, Cassie posted it on here. Where did you find it?
Oh, boy.
They're going to demand more water flow so they can get more throughput and make more money.
No, they're...
I mean, I probably found it from their page.
They got to run more people through and make more money, see? So they speed up the river.
Here it is. 4 days ago, they posted it.
Okay.
Speaker series. Let's see. It looks like each Wednesday, 7 to 8, it looks like.
Okay.
It does have a $10 suggested donation.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Let's see. Well, next Wednesday is the monthly meeting.
Okay.
For this Wednesday coming up, I should say.
At Market District in Giant Eagle.
Yes.
There's too many things going on.
There are.
The world's spinning out of control.
I wouldn't go that far.
Just about.
Well, one good way to keep the world spinning on its axis, attend the Spring Sustainability Expo.
Ooh, nice segue, Bert.
Saturday, April 26th from 9 to 12 at the Natatorium. As always, the expo will showcase local businesses and organizations leading the way in sustainable practices. There will be free home garden starter kits and free native plants, courtesy of the high school-based community-based agriculture for local impact students from the 6th District Compact's Career Technical Education Program and from Walsh Jesuit Environmental Students. There will also be student art and environmental education displays, and people who come can vote on their favorite projects. So if you're interested in learning more about composting or gardening, recycling, all those things to help make the world better, be sure to check out on the 26th.
It's the right month for it.
Yes, it is. I need to get there.
I think we need to, I'll sing it, right?
Sure.
Okay, are you going to do the beatbox or no?
No, I'm not doing beatbox.
Okay, here we go. Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts, Bart's Arts!
Bart's Arts!
Best one yet. Sorry,
I was going to say it's the best one yet.
Oh, definitely a different flavor.
So, more information now about the All City Art Walk, which is coming up on Thursday, April 24th, which is like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Not even.
Yep.
There will be art along Front Street at Cauga Valley Art Center, The Works, the library, Riverfront Pavilion. The theme is Art of Play. And I saw some posts this weekend that the students have already put up their window clings all the way down the street.
Awesome.
There will be make and takes, music, an art card trading post, photo opportunities. I'm looking for the visiting artists. Right now on their website, seafallartwalk.weebly.com, they have an entire, basically, layout of everything that's going to be there. There will be musicians at Kayak Park. You can take your turn at the Works for free. Take your turn with the Works claw machine.
Oh, fun. Everyone likes a good claw machine.
Yeah. At the Art Center, you can meet artist Derek Brennan, who designed the mural on the long side of the building. There will be a free hair decoration and face painting from cosmetology students. Apparently, now that I've learned, apparently our school mascot is named High Five Stripes.
High Five Stripes?
Apparently.
Really? Is that new? Really?
I hope so.
Oh, God.
I hope so.
Okay.
Whatever committee came up with that needs to be fired.
Yes. Yes. There will be food trucks from Holy for Holies, Brooks Homestyle Barbecue, Traveling Tom's Coffee, and Kona Ice.
Oh, okay.
Plus a bunch of life-size board games, Mario Kart on the move.
Oh.
So far, I have only seen one artist in this entire thing. I am assuming there are more.
Oh, you know it. There's going to be a
What day of the week is that?
It is a Thursday.
Thursday,
5 to 8.
Yes.
April 24th, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Other visiting artists will be Mac Love, co-founder of Art Plus Love or Art X Love. He was the teaching artist for the Patchwork Pathways Project at the high school. There will be Michael Roy's Square Magic, and he does intricate and elegant sculptures from origami.
Ooh.
Huh.
Oh, a And this is one I forgot about until I just saw it. Life-sized operation.
Oh, God. Are we getting electrocuted? What the hell? All right. I mean, you got to amp
it up for that size.
Oh, man. Going to be hooked up to a Jackery unit. I'm down.
So, yeah, it's April 24th. That is, yeah, 1 week from this Thursday.
Be there or be square.
Or triangle or circle.
Octagon.
And finally, Upfront Art Space. I haven't been there in a while, and I guess if I went there today, they wouldn't be there. They've moved up the street on Front Street to 2087 Front Street, right by Missing Mountain Brewing.
Oh, wow. All the way up there, huh?
Yeah. So that's the second move they've had. And I know they were trying, I remember when they were trying to do the art supply store next door, and that didn't work out. So hopefully this new location, they have more space. And can do something like that. According to their Facebook page still has the old location, so I'm not sure if they're fully moved in yet, but they were estimating they would be moved in by early to mid April.
Maybe they weren't getting enough foot traffic, so they just figured, you know.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
We're a destination store anyway, let's just go someplace cheaper. So how long has the art supply store been closed, do you know?
It never opened.
Oh, they just never did it.
Yeah, it was just so much trouble. And I don't know if there was an issue with rent.
It's also a tough market, too.
It is. And I believe that's where the Henna Place moved in.
Which is Nikki Cricket.
Yeah. Nikki Cricket.
Yeah.
Well, she's awesome. She's very talented.
Yeah.
And that's the end of Bart's Arts. But I will say, everybody, and this is coming from me. Bart, when it comes time to contact senators about libraries, please do so.
I called Bill Romer, his office. I got through to someone and I left my big spiel. I don't know. The guy said he was supporting whatever budget was the better one, but I don't buy. Seeing is believing, but I never got a call back. I did ask for a call.
Well, he told a lot of people that, oh no, nothing, we're not taking any money away. No, yeah, we're not doing anything. Meanwhile, you know, the Cleveland Browns get the giant stadium.
Yeah. That's just absurd.
Crazy.
The House budget they did approve, it did give more to the libraries, but it was still less than what DeWine had proposed.
Yeah.
And it's still less than what libraries are getting right now.
Yes, it's still a reduction. Yeah.
But it still has to go to the Senate.
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath.
I don't know what's happening.
A whole bunch of fucking deplorables.
Yeah. So reach out. Call your senators, people.
Definitely.
So we want to thank our listeners for joining us this week. And remember, we do want to hear your ideas for potential interviewees, potential articles, ideas for the show, anything. You can shout those out to us on Facebook and our email address.
ballsfreepress@gmail.com.
And be sure to rate and review us. For now, we'll say,
please.
How much?
5 stars only.
Yes.
Yeah.
5 stars.
Yeah. 5 stars only.
For now, we'll say goodbye and hope you join us next time.
Happy Easter for those who celebrate if we don't have a chat before.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Call to Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.